Phil.
Oh, Lordy. Regina, is this one on too?
It is.
Okay. Okay. Today's December the 16th. It's 9 a.m. We've got a quorum present at Upshur County Commissioner's Court. I want to thank all of you folks for coming this morning. I hope it isn't too anticlimactic because what we've got this morning is very brief, so shouldn't take a whole long of a time. First, we're going to ask Commissioner Gentry to say our opening prayer, and then we'll let Mr. Nicholson lead us in both pledges.
Father, we just thank you for today, and we thank you for this season that reminds us, Father, that Jesus is the reason for every season, for every blessing, for every provision. And we just thank you, Father, that you saw fit to have your Son come and give his life so that we might have life. And help us to celebrate that as we're together with our families this year. Father, I pray that you would also be with those that can't be with their families this year that are serving us at home and abroad to protect our freedom and our rights. I ask that you would keep your hand of blessing upon this county, Father. Lead and guide and direct us in every decision. And when we fail to make the correct decision, Father, which sometimes we do, I pray that you would intervene on behalf of our citizens. Be with us today and every day going forward. Be with those, Father, out campaigning. Keep them safe. And keep their road light. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for the pledge and the prayer. Item number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, and F, the auditor reports, the treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to approve those stated items.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve generally items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Item three is presentation of an award to the Upshur County Clerk's Office from Texas Department of State and Health Services of a 2019 five-star award. If any of y'all ever go to the clerk's website, it's very user-friendly, and they're running a very good office down there. It says 2019 five-star award presented to the Upshur County Clerk's Office for excellence in the vital statistics registration process. And this award's dated December 4, 2019. Thank you for going above and beyond to register your records and ensure excellent customer services, security, and data quality in Texas. And it's signed by Tara Doss. And that's the big dog, Miss Doss, Texas State Registrar. There's only one of them. So I would like to, did I overlook anything,
no,
Miss Ross?
That's perfect. Yes. And it takes a village, and we all assist, and I'm very proud and honored of that award.
Well, that's a good ship you're running. I want y'all to come up here to get a picture. Y'all come up.
Todd, what is the name of the organization that awarded this grant?
Texas Department of State Health Services. Used to be called the Bureau of Vital Statistics.
Okay.
I want to kind of be, what are we giving this to Perry?
Everybody look this way. And Todd, even looks good.
I want one of y'all to give this to Phil. Thank you. Y'all need to frame that?
Yes, we will. We will. Thank you so much.
Y'all are rare, rare.
Yes.
All righty, item four, discuss and take action to approve road and bridge request to seek professional services for a TIF grant. Mr. Jordan, would you speak to that, please?
The Texas Infrastructure Funding Grant, back in 14, TxDOT put out a grant, what it is for damage caused to roads through energy exploration. They are re-upping it this year. They bumped it up to $250 million spread out over 254 counties in Texas. Our part should be between $700,000 and $800,000 on the first allocation. This is the initial step we have to take to get in the game. I have to put out for professional services in the paper for a grant administrator. And I need y'all to approve this where we can move forward. If it were similar to the last grant, they'll allocate the money across the state. The counties that do not accept the grant, that money is then put back into the kitty and reallocated to the counties that do participate. The specs to go by are a lot stricter this time. Upshur County is considered economically disadvantaged, so it's only a 90-10 match, where it's an 80-20. With the change, that's going to help Upshur County a lot. We've only got to come up with 10% of the cost. I think if we can get nearly $800,000 or $80,000, that's a pretty good trade-off. And this will strictly go to roads that are impacted by oil and gas exploration.
Do you already have money in your budget to hire this person?
The initial, yes, but the professional services can be taken out of the grant to pay them. But the upfront money I do have, what I plan on doing is moving money out of road oil into plant mix. That way, when it's not oil season, I can be doing all of my overlays for the grant. Then it normally takes 30 to 45 days for reimbursement from TxDOT. I plan on running through all of my money, then getting my reimbursement back and rolling right into oil season come hot summertime.
Then lastly, do you need something in writing from us to show those people, or just the minutes good enough?
The minutes are good enough. All I need is I will present a letter to you and then have you pin it with your grand signature, and then we'll have to run it in the Gilmer paper until January the 8th.
Do you have to go out for do you have to send out a proposal for the grant writer?
That's what I'm having.
You're going to actually...
And with the grant program, they put together a format for the letter to go in the paper, and I'll give that to you, and then we simply put Upshur County and then things like that. But they laid out a format for every step on this grant, so it's extremely easy this time, where we're not shooting in the dark.
So this is really a vote to authorize requests for proposals to write this for.
Yes.
Okay.
As complicated as the, well, I'll just give you all a quick deal. If you're not in an economically disadvantaged county, you have to go out, seek engineering and design specs, and a contractor has to do your work. As far as you're doing that, if you have under $1 million, it's really not worth your time to deal with it. Us, being in the situation we are, where we can do our own work, we'll gladly take other counties that don't make that much, and then hopefully we can move forward. So this could be a very big deal for the county.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What did you say TIS stood for, Andy?
Transportation Infrastructure Funding.
It's a state grant.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we authorize the county to seek requests for proposals to procure professional services for a TIF grant for the Upshur County Road and Bridge Department's use on county roads. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number five, discuss and take action to correct the name of Saddlewood Road, located in the Saddlewood Road subdivision of Upshur County. The name change that needs to be done is the road should be Clover Lane, as designated on the subdivision plat on file with the Upshur County Clerk.
This is mine. This is just some housekeeping that was done that needs to be modified to state the correct name that's been filed in the county clerk's office.
So it just got filed incorrectly as Saddlewood?
It got filed correctly in the county clerk's office.
But the name of the road?
What went through court, they just had a, Mr. Gross had a typo error when they ran it through court.
So we're going to amend it to show that the road's called Clover Lane?
Yes, sir.
And that's within the Saddlewood Road subdivision?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Dustin, is that correct in our office?
Your office has been correct. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What was filed actually in your office is correct. Is this, when we do put stuff on the agenda, we type it up ourselves, and what was typed up on the agenda did not match what was filed in your office. So it's just minor housekeeping to make sure both sides are correct.
And it wasn't a clerk's error.
No.
From what I understand.
It was a commissioner error. So.
We've been known to do that every once in a while.
So that's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second that we correct the plat to Saddlewood Road subdivision to reflect that the road in the subdivision is actually Clover Lane, which is already designated on the plat. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number six, discuss and take action to approve and accept a donation from the Friends of Upshur County Library of the following items. A, 26 lead ceiling lights and installation services. B, 461 books. C, 732 e-books. D, a 75-inch LG Smart LED TV with a warranty protection plan for the new teen area. E, one full motion TV wall mount for the teen area. F, one LG SL5Y 2.1 channel high resolution soundbar plus protection plan for the teen area. And G, one LG 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray player with HDR capability plus a protection plan for the teen area. Ms. King, are those new books?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Are the lights already in? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the lights installed.
They look real good, too. Need a motion?
Motion to approve A through G.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the donation from the Friends of the Library to fund the purchase and installation of items 6A through G. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And she does have a bunch of really neat new books down there, because I looked at one of them, I guess, last Friday. All right, number seven, discuss and take action to transfer a 2006 Ford F-150 pickup from the Sheriff's Office fleet to the Upshur County Commissioner's Court.
Motion to approve.
Second.
That's my understanding. What we're doing is taking a truck that was designated to be disposed of or sold next time.
Took it off, what, 3 months ago?
Yes.
4 months ago? And it was on the back lot at Road and Bridge to be auctioned off in the next upcoming auction.
And so the Commissioner's Court just wants to keep that for county business to survey roads and what have you?
Yes, sir.
And so it's not costing anything?
No, sir.
All right. Where is that pickup now?
It is in the bank drive-through lobby.
Okay.
Do we know that that pickup was originally bought with general fund money or forfeiture money?
It was bought with general fund money.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
Larry,
the vehicle was decommissioned. It's not being used anymore. It was going to be auctioned off.
The thing? Because of the thing?
Yeah, 8 miles.
No further discussion. We'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank y'all for coming.
17 minutes.
And you commissioners over here don't run off just yet.
Can we do that?